It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you will know that we are giving away a load of Opinions Matter merchandise. And our merchandise is Opinions Matter travel mugs. They are custom made specially for us with the lovely Opinions Matter logo on the front. And I use mine every day for my cup of coffee on my way to work, and you can do the exact same thing. You can use it every single day and it'll last forever. Anyway, we're giving away lots of Opinions Matter travel mugs, and you could get your hands on one just by staying listening to the end of this episode, when we will have a ridiculously simple question. Okay, so stay listening. At the end of the episode, we will have another question for you to WhatsApp us the answer to. But before I let you know what we want to talk about, I have to give a shout out to Cathy Tier in Athy in County Kildare, Raymond McGrath from Kiltiernan in County Dublin, Nicola Creevy from Finglas East in Dublin 11, Lauren Doyle from Ballyfermot in Dublin 10, Michelle Black from Virginia and County Cavan, and finally Bernie Cassidy from Oldcastle in County Meath. Each and every one of you is about to receive an Opinions Matter travel mug, because you answered silly little questions like big jokes and small jokes.
There was no need to give out one of the winners' ethnicity.
Why, what did I say?
Michelle Black. That's irrelevant.
That's her name. That's her name.
Very important for this conversation.
Anyway, all of those people have won Opinions Matter travel mugs. They'll be in the post to you today. And if you want to win one yourself, stay listening to the end of this episode.
Did Simon Caucasian win one?
No, there's no such person. You fool of a man. Simon White won.
Great winner.
What did we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? Well, I want you to have a listen to this. I think, says this message, this needs to be talked about, and yous are the only ones who will do it, says that message. Okay, well, that's a good start. That terrible incident in Tramore yesterday, I'm originally from there, and all over Facebook, even your page, people were more worried about where the man involved was from, the colour of his skin, instead of worrying about the woman herself. On both sides, why are we now more concerned about the nationality of an attacker than the victim? It made me so sad. I was assaulted last year on Henry Street. I put my story up on Instagram, and all the comments were, must have been an immigrant, nobody asking how I was, and the scumbag that attacked me was a dub. Can we stop worrying about where people are from and worry about the victims? It's so petty. Thank you very much indeed for covering this, lads. And that's from a lady called Megan. So, Megan, thank you very much indeed for getting in contact with us. Megan is saying that yesterday, and we obviously can't talk about the case of what happened in Waterford yesterday, where a woman was stabbed. Yesterday, as we record this podcast.
Allegedly stabbed, yeah, because the suspect is now charged.
Yeah, charged. So we can't really discuss the case itself and the circumstances around it. However, what we can mention is, in the immediate aftermath of that story getting out, that a woman had been attacked and assaulted in a church during the rosary.
Horrific. Absolutely.
In Tramore in County Waterford. So many people online were speculating.
Not speculation.
No, we're stating facts.
It is fact.
This is what happened when you opened the borders. The Muslims hate the Irish. All of this sort of stuff, yeah? Or the Muslims hate Catholics was what was said by one poster. And anyway, the upshot of the whole thing is an individual was arrested and charged, and that individual is a man called Niall Mullins. He is an Irish man. He is not a foreigner. He's not a second generation foreigner. He's Irish through and through. That's all I can say about that.
As Irish as you.
Yeah, that's all I can say about that story, because we can't discuss it any further. However, What we can talk about is the speculation online before he was identified, before he was named, before he appeared in court. Has to be a foreigner. The Muslims hate the Irish. That's what happens when you open the borders, blah, 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 blah. So the automatic assumption was a heinous crime like that committed in a Catholic church during Rosary can only have been committed by a foreigner. That's literally what we read online yesterday.
Now, Megan...
Sorry, by the way, to the point that after reading a load of different posts yesterday, I thought to myself, oh, somebody knows somewhere that it's a foreigner. Oh, my God, that's horrific. I actually started to question it myself until the person was charged and appeared in court, and we realised, actually, no, he's Irish.
And the question we're going to ask in a moment is, why is nationality or ethnicity so important when it comes to who attacked someone? Because when someone is attacked, the only... thing. No, on our Facebook page especially, not one person yesterday was asking about the welfare of the woman. Maybe one or two, but the majority was send them home, send them home, send them packing, open borders, import the third world, you become the third world. Megan, as she said in her email, was a victim of an assault last year, and she put the post up on Instagram. Now, this was a year ago. She gave me her Instagram account, so I'm on her Instagram page now. And I'm not going to give out the details of it because I don't want Pete scumbags trolling her. But you see Adrian on the phone, you see the photograph of her and the bruises on her face. And she put the post up less than a year ago, actually, to basically say how dangerous it was for a...
Yeah, I mean, her post was basically, I hate what Dublin City Centre has become. It's so dangerous. Look what happened to me. That's more or less what she was saying.
She was on a night out with friends and she got assaulted. And there's 138 comments on it from last year. And most of them are, and I'm just reading through them now, this is what you get when you have an open border policy. Shame on the government for letting them in. I would say, I didn't read all the comments, but I'd say 90% of the comments under Megan's post
were to the point
related to...
To the point that that Megan ended up having to comment on her own post saying, by the way, he was a Dublin scumbag that attacked me.
Yeah. So people saw Megan's photograph and saw the assault that happened and automatically went to the close the borders and let the third world in comments rather than saying, oh, Megan, that's awful. And it really... Maybe we are wrong. Maybe myself and Adrian are wrong. Maybe Megan is wrong. Maybe it is more important what the ethnicity and what the nationality of the person is.
No, but what annoyed me about Megan's post was this assumption, this automatic assumption. If you get assaulted in Dublin, it has to be a foreigner. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Now, can I just...
To the point that she ended up having to, on her own post, and the post, by the way, was talking about Dublin and how unsafe Dublin has become.
For a woman.
For a woman, and how she was on her way home from a night out and she got assaulted. Now, everybody was... that's what happens, open borders, blah, 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 to the point that Megan eventually had to comment on her own post saying, no, lads, you're wrong here. It was actually a Dublin scumbag. That's exactly her exact words.
Can I just address Jess's comment that just came in here? Because a lot of people ask this. No matter what colour you are, you should be named straight away. But the reality is that doesn't happen. Okay, Jess, here's the news, or here's the law. I can't believe people don't know this. Until a person is charged, until a person is charged, they cannot be named.
That's right. Yeah.
Regardless of whether you're from Tala or Timbuktu, living in Ireland, you cannot be named until you were charged. So you'll notice that suspect in the stabbing incident in Tremor was named on social media by Johnny Two Shoes or wherever, but was not named by the Gardaí or the media until he was charged. As soon as he was charged
and appeared in court, then he can be named.
Then he can be named.
Yep.
That is not... It's not a conspiracy theory that foreigners aren't being named and it's only Irish people are named. That goes across the board for anybody. You cannot be named until you are charged in the court of law. And the reason for that is that until you were charged, you were literally just a suspect. Yeah? So somebody could accuse me today. Somebody could go to the Gardaí today and say that I beat them with an iron bar in the car park at this hotel. An hour ago.
Okay, let me read a comment that came in to us a moment ago from Timmy. And Timmy says, yes, the focus is always on nationality, but the other side of the coin, are we also trying to brush a glaring statistic under the guise of not trying to be racist? So in other words, what Timmy is saying is, Are we hiding, are trying to hide the fact that foreigners are committing more crimes than Irish people? Now, you have some interesting stats on that as well, where it comes to crime and the proportion of crime being committed by foreigners versus the proportion of crime being committed by Irish people. So tell me about those stats.
Okay, well, first of all, what are, so people know, what are people putting out? What narrative are people putting out?
That
Well, in fact, you know what you do. Before I even give you those stats, play the message from Keith that came in before we even started recording.
Don't have it yet.
Oh, sorry, I thought you did.
No, don't have it yet.
Okay, let's send it through to you. Because there, again, there is a belief that that crime has gone through the roof since the borders were open. Mm-hmm. Which they're not open. I mean, they're not completely open borders. You can't just walk into the country. But there is this belief that crime has gone through the roof.
Okay, let's have a listen to what Keith has to say.
So people are more focused on skin colour than the actual crime. Like, no, that's bullshit. That is absolute fucking bullshit. Like, you just have to hold your hands up. Since these people start coming into the country, like, you want to compare that, you stretch that out, like, say, over the last 10 years of Irish crime, and you stretch out the migrant crime in the short time they are here, and it trumps the Irish crime. Rapes for one has never been at an all-time high. Stabbings have never been at an all-time high. Now, you've seen the story with the fucking seagull, right? And it was a propaganda thing that you put out there, you know. Spread this out first, and then when people start kicking up, come back and go, oh, here's the whole lot of the video.
All right, now, that's Keith's message. So he's basically arguing that crime has gone through the roof since foreigners arrived in Ireland. That's really his whole point. And it is something that...
And when people, by the way, he's entitled to believe that if that's his belief.
But yes.
When you ask people, and Keith, I'm going to ask you now to send me the stats to back that up. Because if you're saying something, you have to have stats to back it up. So you believe that stabbings are off the charts now, that crime is off the charts in Ireland. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you or agreeing with you. But here's the thing. You cannot, and this is not an agenda, okay? I don't care. I just want to get to the truth. You cannot say that immigrants, foreigners, invaders, whatever you want to call them, are responsible for the majority of crime in Ireland without stats to back it up. Here are the facts, okay? This is the actual facts about immigrant crime in Ireland. Ireland does not systematically collect or publish centralised crime statistics based on nationality, ethnicity or immigration status of offenders. So when a crime happens, when the Gardaí release crime statistics, they don't break them down by nationality because that's not recorded. It's not recorded. So there is no way...
So they're focusing on the individual who committed the crime rather than where they're from or what they're... issue is, it is them.
Yeah, so if it's Ahmed from Morocco that came over to commit the crime, they don't focus on where he's from, they focus on the crime and if he's guilty. So there is no publishing by anybody of the ethnicity or nationality. So again, Keith, I'd love to get you on to find out where you got that news.
Okay, but there is some interesting statistics on what we are able to tell about nationality.
Sorry, Keith's asking why you cut the message short, because you talk about the incident in Tremor and we can't talk about that because an individual is now charged.
Okay, so if that answers your question, Keith, that's why we cut your message short. We did it deliberately.
Yeah, here's an open invitation. Come on and tell us where you got the stats. I'm not saying that, but I'm just reading here.
Okay, but some interesting stats. Nationality isn't released when it comes to a court case, okay?
No, it's not.
Generally speaking. Now, when we come to prison statistics, we do have nationality. So tell me about our prison statistics. These are people who are incarcerated in Irish prisons.
Yeah, these are from official websites, by the way. Literally official websites. And first of all, the population of Ireland, under a quarter... 23% of Ireland's population is foreign-born. Okay, so 23% of the Irish population is foreign-born. Okay? So remember that, nearly a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to the prison stats, yeah? The prison stats, a quarter of criminals locked up in Irish prisons are foreign-born, give or take a percentage. So a quarter of the population...
of prisons.
...has foreign... prisoners.
Sorry, quarter of the population of Ireland is foreign nationals or foreign born.
Yeah.
And a quarter of our prison population is foreign national or foreign born.
Yeah.
The exact same proportion then.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It is. Percentage wise, It matches. So there's not more foreigners locked up in prison per capita than Irish people. Now, the other thing is saying about knife crime. And there should be no knife crime in Ireland. It's disgusting to see anybody pulling a knife. There's dangerous immigrants coming into this country. 150% there are dangerous immigrants that we need to get rid of. Okay? But knife crime is actually not through the roof, according to the Garda. You can see this on Garda.ie, by the way. I don't know why people don't use Google to find out. But according to Garda findings, most assaults with a knife happen in residential areas, not in streets and open spaces. So it's domestic. The majority of murder and manslaughter incidents involving a knife occurred in a residential home. Yeah. And then I'm not going to bore you, but there's loads and loads of stats. But over the last 10 years, there's 5 knives seized. Put it this way, the stats are showing there's not a huge increase at all in knife crime. So people aren't being stabbed any more than they were 10 years ago. So again, to Keith, it's not through the roof. You can look at these stats on the Garda website. People are going to be angry hearing these. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm literally giving you the figures from the crime statistics.
Okay, so again, roughly a quarter of the population is foreign-born, and roughly a quarter of the prison population is foreign-born. So it's the exact same proportion.
So foreigners are coming here and committing crimes.
Yep. Nobody's denying that.
But I think a lot of it's amplified because of social media. Say, for instance, that video that appeared yesterday of what happened to Virginia Cavan. Absolutely disgusting. Shameful. Absolutely shameful. But probably a couple of years ago, that wouldn't have been videoed and nobody would know about it because it was a
no, fight. But again, the argument is if it's a group of scaldy young fellas from Virginia, all white lads having a scrap or beating up some old man or whatever, that video wouldn't receive the sort of traction that it does when it involves black young fellas. And that's what happened with that Virginia video. We would love to hear from you. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let us know how you feel about this. Why? And this is what Megan asks. Why are we so
caught up on nationality? Yeah, that's it, yep. So, Megan assaulted in the city centre nearly a year ago.
People jumped to the conclusion that it was a foreigner did that. That's what happens when you open the borders. The same with that case in Tremor yesterday.
And rather than worrying about how she was feeling, how Megan was feeling after being assaulted, they were more worried about sending him back to where he came from. He came from Dublin.
085-825-2626 is our number. This is Jonathan.
Good afternoon, lads. I hope you have a good show. I wasn't going to send this, but, I said I'd send it anyway. Listen, just keep talking about law and order and all of these things, you know. But let's be clear. Look, according to EU law and order law, if you're in this state more than 6 months, we are legally able to send you home if you're dependent on the state. If we were to follow the rules and the laws and the regulations, then the likes of Ashley Murphy would still be alive today because that family had no business staying in this country as long as they were here. Look, all across the Roma community, they don't contribute, the Romanian gypsies, they don't contribute, they don't do fuck all yet, they're allowed to stay. EU law and Irish law dictates we can send these people home. So when you used to ask how are we supposed to know with Jeremy and his minority report heading him every time this kind of conversation comes up, how do we know who's going to commit a crime? Let's start with implementing the laws. If you're here longer than 6 months as an EU citizen or anywhere else and you're dependent on the state, we can deport you. Let's start there and see how the crime rate goes after that.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Sam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sam?
All good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I just think it's really shocking that the empathy for the person that has had the crime committed to them is gone. It's lost now. People are more worried about the colour of whoever committed the crime, their skin colour, rather than the person who has had the crime committed to them. It's an awful sadness.
And it is something, sadly, that has happened more and more in recent weeks, this automatic assumption that when a crime of any type is committed, it has to be a foreigner that committed it. And if we can't prove that it was a foreigner that committed the crime, she will make the bloody story up. And the example that I keep giving is the story of the dead dog in Ballymun that was being cooked by people from Africa. Absolute bullshit.
Absolute bullshit. You're right.
No foundation in fact at all. But it was what happened to the dog was outrageous. But to make up a story to vindicate the belief that foreigners are doing all the wrong in society is just disgusting. And that's exactly what happened in that case. Again, we were told...
And that was shocking.
It was shocking. I know what happened to the dog was shocking, no doubt. But to spread a story that it was Somalians cooking a dog in a barbecue is absolutely disgraceful. And again, I'm going to call people like Daz out. Daz, still waiting for that video.
She's obsessed with that dog.
I know I am. Because Daz is one of these social media people who talks about, and indeed he would have publicised the incident in County Cavan last night. Fine, he had video to prove it, but he is somebody who stated online Somalians were cooking a dog in Ballymun and said, I'll show you the video when I get it. Daz, I'm still waiting for the fucking video.
Can I just say
the point I'm trying to make is stop deliberately making up shit for to back up your argument that foreigners are committing all the crime.
But it works both ways, lads. If you look at yesterday, and I know we have to be very careful about what we say about the Tremor incident, but if you look at yesterday, as soon as that story broke, all the far-right people were literally rage-baiting. Their fingers were on Twitter straight away, putting up videos. Had to be in a Muslim. Why was the Muslim here? Had to be in one. Invaders, invaders, invaders. What's the world? What's the country coming to? Import the third world, become the third world. That's what a doctor or engineer, doctor or engineer. The both sides, the left, are just as bad, because then when it was discovered that the suspect was Irish born and bred, then the left were going, nah, we told you, it's not all foreigners. Why don't the two of them just shut the fuck up and worry about the crime that was committed, how we prevent the crimes committing.
And rather, how the individual whom the crime was committed
instead
is.
Instead of just worrying about the victims, that's all I was thinking. I worry about the victims.
Okay, so Sam, just to go back to you, we heard Megan's message, and Megan she was annoyed a year ago that all of her friends on Instagram jumped to the conclusion that she got she was assaulted by a foreigner in exactly the same way. Why are some people, I'm not saying we all, why are some people so hung up on this?
I think it's just the way media is at the moment. I mean, every time something happens, you nearly see them wanting the person to be black that has caused the crime. And that's really sad that we've come to this. Like, and nobody seems to care about the crime itself. Like, Jessica's after being sending me a few messages there. And, like, she's the same as well. She's talking about this, but she's not talking about the crime itself.
Yeah, no, I agree. Happened. And I would also argue...
Nobody has even said, how is that poor woman... Like, imagine that poor woman sitting there doing her prayers and then getting attacked, and nobody said, how is she, God love her? You know, has somebody seen her? Is she okay? Is she in a hospital? Nobody's mentioned anything. Just
yeah, no, I agree. And like we said a couple of minutes ago, the statistics speak for themselves where it comes to crime. When you commit a crime, if you're found guilty of that crime, you will end up in prison. We all agree on that? Yeah, well, you won't necessarily, but you could end up in prison. So a quarter of the prison population is non-Irish born, and one quarter of the entire population is non-Irish born. That speaks for itself. It says that foreigners are committing proportionately the same amount of crime.
As I always say, we had our own scum here before these people came to our country. And, like, nobody mentions anything. Like, I was only talking earlier on in one of the messages saying, when a white woman got raped by a white man, nobody walked out in the streets and, you know, decided, oh, we're going to give up everything now. We're going to walk the streets and stop the traffic because of this.
No,
when
I agree.
When a white woman got murdered by a white man, there was no march. I didn't see any marches.
I totally agree. But as I said, the statistics speak for themselves. A quarter of the population is non-Irish born. A quarter of the prison population is non-Irish born. So foreigners aren't committing any more crime, despite the belief that they are, which is ridiculous. Stay there for a second, Sam. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Yeah, how's it going? How are you?
Good, thanks, John.
It's absolutely disgraceful what happened to that lady yesterday. And you've made a point that it's not all foreigners, it's Irish people as well. You keep going back to the same the same thing, Adrian. You know what I mean? About saying the Irish. And it's more funnier than it is the Irish. You know what I mean? That was absolutely disgraceful what happened to that woman yesterday.
Yeah, of course it was, but it wasn't a foreigner.
No, I know, but come here, at the end of the day, there's had to be an outcry in this country over them coming into this country or whatever it may be. So they all need to go home one way or another, you know what I mean? And they're only brought here because of the European Union coming into play anyway.
Who needs to be sent home now? Who?
All foreign nationals need to be sent home with the murder going on.
Hang on, my mother has a Spanish student living with her at the moment who's learning English over here. Should she be sent home? Yeah.
No, that's different.
You said they should all be sent home.
And I said, who do you mean by all? And you said all foreigners. So,
I said, come here, the amount of men coming into this country getting off buses or whatever it may be, and they're not even with families or whatever, they need to all go home, you know what I mean? Because they're the ones that are causing all the trouble, you know what I mean? There isn't a point, Adrian.
You know, you're missing the point, John. I've already given statistics that a quarter of people in prison are non-nationals. A quarter of the population of Ireland is non-nationals. What's your point?
Well, look what's happening this week down in Skerries and the whole lot. Ramming people down in the whole lot. I mean, the place is getting flooded
John, I don't want to make a fool of you, and I can't talk about that case either, but the person who's been charged in relation to that case is Irish as well. Not a foreigner.
Yeah, well, no, it's
yeah,
not.
Well,
no,
no, no, yeah,
seen
well,
it,
what?
I've seen it on the video. I've seen it on the video myself. It's not mixed race.
You're not listening, gobshite. You're making a fool of yourself now. The individual charged with ramming the car into people is Irish.
Yeah, well, what? Blacks as well that were involved.
Seriously. There was black people.
I know that.
John, can I just say something to you, John? The foreign population of Ireland at the moment.
I've already said all this.
No. It's not, the penny isn't dropping. Okay. The foreign population of Ireland is in non-Irish citizens living there, 632,000. Okay?
Yeah.
So 632,000 people living in Ireland are non-nationals, okay? They could be... Could be Polish.
Lithuanians.
Spanish, English. There's a huge English population.
Yep.
If every single... Your belief is that every single one of those people is committing crimes.
Except your mother's student.
It's just getting out of hand since they all came into the country, no matter which way you look at it. And you keep bouncing it back off the Irish. And it's not the Irish. It's more foreigners than it is the Irish. But why do you keep going back to your own people when it's more foreign than it is the Irish?
Because we just gave the stats. A quarter of people...
No, but the stats don't mean anything. The proof is there.
Stats are fact. Okay.
Now, the proof is there in your head, so John, but that's not proof. You're making stuff up.
Okay, John, let me just...
No, I'm not making stuff up. It's out there. It's all on social media. The whole lot is there to be seen.
Oh, okay.
But John, when you get your info from social media. Okay. Oh, 630.
So they're all lying down on social media. Jeremy here.
Just let me give you the figures. So the 632,000 non-nationals in Ireland, they could be my mother's student. It could be someone from England. If every single... You believe that all immigrants here are committing crimes. There's not 632,000 people committing crimes in Ireland. The place...
The reason why you won't is because... We're under the European Union law now, or whatever it
may be. It's all about money.
John, right?
John.
That's what it boils down to at the end of the day. He's afraid of his life. Hold on. He's afraid of his life to let him go home just because he knows he's going to lose out on the money. That's the bottom line.
John, we've been in the EEC, as it was called then, since the 1970s.
Let's go back to our own money. Let's go back to the old Irish for once in our lives. Let's go backwards because it makes the country safer.
What is going back to the punt and you drop the euro back to doing?
Make common sense, you know what I mean?
So you think going back to the punt is going to stop crime?
Because they'd be all there to go home then, you know what I mean?
Send them all fucking home. So leaving the euro, what are you laughing at, Adrian? John,
I have a headache.
Sorry, Sam, are you okay there? Have you passed out, Sam? I know. What did you...
I'm just laughing. I can't believe what I'm listening to today.
Yep.
That's the truth. Send them all home.
But who's the mall? Who is the mall, John?
Yeah, all foreign nationals that are coming into this country or whatever all the men that are coming in on blood out of the buses and everything else with no families or whatever it may be, send them all home.
So is my mother Spanish student okay to stay? I just want to be clear.
And plus the fact the men that are getting on the buses. The men that are getting out the buses are not even vetted over in this country. They're not even vetted.
Everybody should be
bring
vetted.
In the law. Bring in the law for the okay. for the vet.
So, John, we let you in on the sex, Samantha. So, can you answer the question, please, John? My mother's Spanish student who's over here.
It's not looking good for my. I have
what's
to
her?
Say.
Anna is her name.
Anna, it's not looking good for you, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, we never said Anna. Yeah, we never said Anna about the students. See, you're changing the situation
Jeremy's asking you a question.
You said all foreigners should be sent home, and my mother's student, Anna, who's from the Basque Country. Do you know the Basque Country, John?
Yeah.
Yep, lovely place. Should she be sent home?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say any students that are coming over here that they were studying to be sent home. I said all foreign national men that are not vetted in this country need to be sent home straight away.
Oh, well, agree. No, I agree. Well, then we agree. We all agree. Would you agree with that, Sam? Yeah, no,
we all agree with that.
Just that's not what you said.
John, since all these men have been coming into the country.
Okay, John, can I ask you a question? John, I'm developing a raging headache here. Do you believe that a majority of crime and he's after hanging up. Sorry, that's what you're dealing with, Samantha.
I need a coffee now.
I know, I need more than a bloody coffee, I can tell you.
By the way, we didn't cut him off.
He's after hanging up.
He hung up, so he was, you didn't suit your narrative. He literally said at the start, he said all foreigners should be sent home. And my mother's student, I mean, Jesus, she's a lovely girl. She wouldn't harm a fly. She's over here to learn English. And that's the problem is... That kind of mindset. He believes that every foreign national is over here committing crimes. If there was 623,000 people committing crimes in Ireland, we'd be fucked.
We'd be in big trouble.
No,
yeah.
We are in trouble. There are dangerous criminals coming into this country, and they need to be shipped back out on the plane. But for God's sake, use a bit of common sense.
Stay there for a second, Samantha. Let me just read some of your comments that have come in on this.
Take your headache tablets first.
Yeah, well, John is just a racist. He should be sent to America. It's cold, heartless, and white, just like him, says that message. Another message. The biggest non-Irish representation in Irish prisons are Polish. Don't know where you got that stat, Martin, but I'll take your word for it at this moment. Another message, shaming people again. I don't really know what that means. Darren says, I bet this fool doesn't work and depends on the government. Laura says, John, you're not vetted. Another one says, this is embarrassing. This is just listening to John there. Timmy says, as a far right, we don't claim him. And that's referring to John.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
You're annoyed with what you're listening to. Why, Jess?
Because tell me one good reason why we shouldn't be keeping track of all this. Give me one good reason why we shouldn't keep a track of all this.
Keep a track of all what?
Give me one good reason why we shouldn't track the colour. It doesn't matter if you're white, pink, brown, black, purple. Give me one good reason why we shouldn't track it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Track what?
The criminal, the crime. What are we talking about?
We do track criminals.
We don't.
They get arrested and get charged.
No, we don't.
Oh, you mean why shouldn't we be obsessed what their ethnicity is?
Yeah.
Because what does it matter?
The only reason why we shouldn't be.
Because if someone's committing a crime, they're committing a crime. They're scum, regardless of what colour they are. But the problem is, Jess, the far right will only ever jump on those stories if the...
If there's a black person in sight.
A black person, because they know those stories will get better traction.
All right, then explain to me why our own justice minister said that his department is going to prohibit any kind of information when it comes to the asylum seekers being let out. Give me one good reason why that's happening. Do you think that's okay? That should be allowed to happen?
The law on taking photographs and identifying asylum seekers is all to do with the protection of vulnerable people.
No. He said he's prohibiting any information being told.
What? So what do you mean any information being told?
He doubled down. He said he's doubling down on the anonymity of anyone who commits a crime, whether they're an asylum seeker or not.
That's what's coming from Jim
O'Callaghan's mouth.
Okay, when... You need to listen closely for a second. When somebody...
Oh, so now you're going to talk down to me, Adrian.
Yes, I will if you're not going to listen. Okay? When somebody applies for asylum here in this country or any country, they are claiming to be people who are vulnerable, who suffer persecution in their home country, and who need protection. It's called international protection. Okay. So I want to give you an example of somebody who might need international protection, because I actually met somebody like this recently. And this was a man who was from Saudi Arabia. Okay. And this man, by the way, this wasn't in Ireland. This isn't somebody who's in Ireland. This is somebody I met when I was on holidays. Okay. And this individual was from Saudi Arabia, and he is gay. If he returns to Saudi Arabia, he will literally be stoned to death for being gay. So in the country that he lives in, which isn't Ireland, he claimed asylum because he would be killed stone dead if he was sent back to his own country. And he was granted asylum ultimately, but while he was seeking asylum, he wasn't identified, his photograph wasn't published anywhere, because the Saudi authorities would have seen it, would have known where he is, and would come after him. Now that's a true story.
And if he came to Ireland and commits a crime, why the hell should that be hidden?
If he is
if I commit a crime, it's made public knowledge. Quick, Mark. It's made public knowledge.
If I commit a crime,
it is within the papers and the news instantly. You're talking about committed, it's hidden and it's kept away or it's delayed.
Jess, that's not true. Your name wouldn't be published.
How is it not true?
Because that's not what happens. So your name wouldn't be published until you're charged.
You're telling me that there's not a different treatment.
Where it comes to asylum seekers, for their protection, yes, there is slightly different treatment. But if you were...
Even if they commit a crime, they get different treatment.
If you commit a crime tomorrow and you appear in court tomorrow, all that will be stated is Jessica, with an address at such and such, age 30-something, appeared in court charged in connection with this crime. Okay? It won't say whether you're Irish, German, Spanish or anything of the sort. It'll just say you, your address, if you have one... and your rough age and what you're charged with. Now, the only difference with an asylum seeker, not a foreign national, somebody who is in the asylum process, is they won't be specifically identified for their own protection. They will still be charged, they will still be prosecuted, but they won't be identified for their own protection. And I want you to think about the gay guy who, if he was found out by the Saudi authorities to be living in Ireland, could be hunted down and literally killed by the authorities, even in Ireland. Do you get the point I'm trying to make?
Right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. That's wrong.
I agree with you, it's wrong. But
use that guy. No, I told you about this guy.
No, anybody who commits a crime, once you are charged with a crime, yeah, you should be named and shamed. Well, not named and shamed, but named.
Once you're convicted of a crime, you should be named and shamed. Not when you're charged with a crime. When you're charged with a crime, you're named. You're not shamed.
No, not shamed. Okay, shamed is the wrong thing to say. Named. Yeah. Named.
You can be named and shamed when you're convicted.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make, and I want you to use that guy as an example, and this is a true story of a guy I met on holidays who lives in another European country. He escaped Saudi Arabia because he's gay. If he was sent back to his country, he would be killed stone dead. That's the truth. That's a fact. And
you know, I think if we at least start keeping track of every race that commits crime, like I said, no matter what you are, if we start tracking it, do you not think that we start seeing a bit of a trend, especially if it comes to cases against women?
What trend do you think we'd see?
Do you actually want me to tell you the trend?
You're being the stupid one, because I have already given out statistics that a quarter of the prison population in Ireland is foreign, a quarter of the Irish population is foreign, so foreigners are committing roughly the same amount of crimes as Irish people. What more do you want?
I'll tell you what the trend will be, especially when it comes to crimes against women. There's a lot of people coming where their country of origin, they treat women like second-class subhuman beings. Am I wrong? So if a crime is being committed against a woman, we're probably connecting the dots here.
Okay, if you're right, Jess, then ultimately the population in the prisons will reflect that, but they don't at the moment. That's the fact of it. Sorry, Samantha, what do you make of what we're hearing here?
Because you don't keep track of it.
We do where it comes to the prison population. We know that...
Because that makes all the difference.
Because they're the ones ultimately who are found guilty. They're the ones who are literally being incarcerated for committing a crime. Not suspected of a crime, convicted of a crime. There's a big difference, Jess. A huge difference. Sorry, Sam, what do you make of what you're hearing here?
I think if somebody is convicted of a crime, we should know who they are. Yes,
and we do. If somebody is convicted of a crime, okay?
And that's the way it should be, and that's the way it should stay.
And that's the only point I'm trying to make here. That's the only argument.
So being charged means nothing then, does it?
No, because you're innocent until proven guilty, Jess. I don't know if you remember the fundamental basics of Irish law. You are innocent until proven guilty. End of. I don't know how you have an argument with that.
So when someone makes their plea in court, whether it's guilty or not guilty, why is the name brought up in reports then? Because they're not convicted yet or anything. No, they haven't been given their sentence.
They are, if somebody is charged with a crime, they can be identified. Their name, unless it's a sexual assault case and the name is not identified, to protect the victim rather than to protect the individual charged. But my point is, Jess.
Or family law cases.
My point is, Jess, when somebody is charged.
Why does Samantha not want us tracking this? Can you give me one good reason, Samantha, why we shouldn't be tracking this?
Why we shouldn't be tracking what, Jessica?
Oh my God, are you all fucking today?
Jess, I'm at a loss. Tracking what, Jess?
The race, the ethnicity of who commits the crime.
Okay, what is the relevance of the race or ethnicity of somebody who commits a crime? As Jeremy said, if somebody is charged with a crime and they're found guilty, they will be identified and we will know their nationality. Before that, it's irrelevant. It's literally irrelevant.
Jessica, why would it mean anything what colour the person's skin is? Like, why does it mean anything what colour their skin is? Should we not be more worried about crime itself? Do you know, especially crimes to women that we're seeing a lot of now, but yet we're all concerned about the colour of the criminal's
face. What did I just say in regards to crimes against women? What did I just say, Samantha, in regards to crimes against women? What did I say?
Yeah, Jess, I'll tell you what you said. You said you believe that crimes against women are massively on the increase because some foreigners have less respect for women. That's more or less what you said. I'm paraphrasing, but that's more or less what you said. But again, based on what?
And would I be wrong in saying that?
There's been a massive spike in crimes against women by foreigners. No, we would be wrong to say that because you've absolutely nothing to back that up. Nothing whatsoever.
I'll back Jess up here now. There are places in this world where people come from.
We agree there are some scum in this country that don't have as much respect for women.
Yes.
My point is to take that somebody from a country where women may not be treated equally and with respect is living here in Ireland, to turn that into, and they're all committing crimes and they're all assaulting women.
No, I don't think Jess didn't say every immigrant. No,
she's claiming that there's statistics to back up the fact that women are being assaulted.
Where did I say all, Adrian?
She didn't say that, Adrian.
But then explain to me what you're talking about then. You're making no sense.
Okay, Jess.
I just told you.
What? Say it again, like I'm a 2-year-old. Go on.
In my view, a lot of the people that are coming here, their country of origin, they treat women, like I said, like subhuman, dirt. Don't treat them to the same respect that we would.
Okay.
If we started tracking it, you would see that as a trend. You would see that as a common denominator, especially against the crimes against women.
And ultimately...
But you keep saying I'm wrong.
No, ultimately...
You keep saying that's nothing to go on.
Ultimately, Jess, if people are found guilty of these crimes that you're talking about, we will eventually see that there's a massive increase...
Isn't that the problem? Eventually. Why is it eventually? Why do we not know there and then?
Because somebody is innocent until proven guilty. End of story. There is no other argument, Jess. That is just the bottom line of it. And therefore, their nationality, their race is completely irrelevant until perhaps they're found guilty.
Adrian, you're telling me, so basically what you're telling me, and this is what I'm picking up on, you agree with the fact that Jim O'Callaghan wants to keep this prohibited, Ruth Coppinger doesn't want to keep people tracked. You're telling me that you agree with all these people that we shouldn't be keeping track of this?
All I tried to explain to you is what the law is where it comes to asylum seekers. And I used the example of that gay guy from Saudi Arabia who, if the authorities in Saudi Arabia found out that he was...
could have been spoofing about being gay, by the way.
He wasn't.
He could have been.
I was in his fucking company with his husband.
Lots of people...
I was in his company with his husband, okay? He wasn't spoofing. And the fact of the matter is, if the Saudi authorities found out that he was gay, they would fucking hunt him down and kill him. So that's why his identity is protected. Even in the country that he lives now, his identity is still protected.
Let me ask Jess a question.
He hasn't committed any crimes.
Okay.
But
Jess, do you believe that the majority of crimes happening in Ireland are being committed by foreign nationals, immigrants, invaders, whatever you want to call them?
If I was to put a figure on it, and I know you have the stats there, but if I was to say, I'd say it'd probably be a 50-50, or maybe 60-40, 60 Irish, 40 non-Irish.
Okay, because there's a belief, if you look at the pages of, you know, you look at those right-wing agitators, the likes of, what's his name, Bligh, and the dog kicker and all them. And your man in Donegal, what's his name? It's always...
Yeah, him, Mac something. Or
you only ever post things when it's immigrants. If you're to believe that the shite that they spout, all the crime, and they need to push this narrative because that backs up their argument that we should never have opened their borders. They want Ireland to go back to the 50s, where we're all praying every day of the week to a God in the clouds, and where everybody has red hair and they all have Irish surnames, and that we can never go back to that. We never go back to that. No country will ever go back to Indigenous only. But if you're to believe them, every crime being committed in Ireland is being committed by immigrants. Now, I'm glad to say that you don't even believe that, because that's horseshit. Absolute horseshit. I've been up in the courts many, and I don't tell Bly and the dog kicker and all them, go up to the courts and see who's standing in front of the courts, in front of judges. The problem is the stories where they involve immigrants get amplified mm-hmm. on these pages.
And again, if you look at something like the Skerries incident the other day, which we can't go into in detail, but what we saw in Skerries the other day is a group of black lads and a group of white lads. Nobody talks about the white lads, okay? Whatever kicked off between a group of white lads and a group of black lads, we don't know exactly what happened, but nobody mentions the fact that there was white lads there. It's all about the black fellas. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
And in fact, even if you look at it, the coverage that the Liberal have on that incident in... And by the way, you're allowed to report on the incident in...
Yeah, tomorrow. No, I know. We can't speculate what happened.
Literally, the coverage that the Liberal has done, Jess, is minimal. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the Liberal isn't all over this story?
But they can't really be now because he wasn't charged. Tremor.
Tremor, yes.
Because it doesn't suit them. I don't read the Liberal. I don't listen to it. It doesn't suit their agenda, so I can suggest. Because it would be a proper far right. I don't even want to say news outlet, but sure, that's what they claim they are. But I don't listen to them. I don't listen to Derek Bly. I don't listen to Philip Dwyer.
But I think the left and the right are just as bad as each other when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Let me bring in more opinions on this. Claire has been on to us.
I want to say, crime's everywhere. Like, it's not one race and not one type of person. Like, I was raped 20 years ago by 3 Brazilian men and I got my justice and all right, but I didn't go to the streets. I didn't post social media. And then I had a doctor when I was in hospital last year with sepsis, and he was Brazilian, and the cure he gave was lovely. You can't judge one person by somebody else's book.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
Very annoyed at yous.
Why?
Because yous are some of the biggest instigators in all these race wars I've ever seen in all my life. Yesterday on your story, which of course you two claim not to do, some of us, as if the engineers and doctors were talking about, with white Irish young fellas robbing bikes, are they absolute scumbags? Yes. What was the need for the engineers and doctors? But you didn't say that on the ones where the black folk were running around battering old people. Just call them all scum. But why are we importing scum is my question.
Okay, why are we importing scum? Because nobody's importing. Importing is when you order something online and it comes...
according to the EU asylum policies, we may as well be importing.
I know, but hang on, Chloe. We were not ordering immigrants on Amazon. You know, we're not getting them in. And,
By the way, can I just say, we actually do import some foreign workers because we recruit them abroad.
Yes. And they are the actual doctors and engineers.
Yes, that's my point.
But
my point is we do actually import some workers.
Sorry, that headline, by the way, about the young fellas who are scumbags robbing the bikes, that was put up by one of the team here.
That's what I just said. Neither of you still do that. I did say that.
No. The reason that headline was put up was out of dig at the people who always... By the way, I find that line so tired now, worn out. You know, anytime there's a photo graph up of a foreign national, doctor or engineer.
Exactly what I'm saying. You two don't help this situation.
Oh no,
you look left leaning.
Sorry, the difference is we report on crimes committed by Irish people and by foreign nationals.
So why was it not with the same banging at the chest you put up and say, look at all the doctors and engineers going around baiting people in Cavan? Why did you not do that?
Well, we did put up the video from Cavan.
You didn't say, look at the doctors and engineers doing this now.
Are you really triggered by what the headline was?
Yeah, because they're using it as a play to say, look what the far right is saying. Where's our far right anger about this now? What I'm saying is, why, when I have commented many times and told you this, Islamic leaders all across Islamic countries warned Europe, we are importing their vermin. We were warned, and because they are trying to be too politically correct, we are taking all this shit off them. To pump them all. If they're not here to fit in, send them the fuck home. If they're not here to contribute to Irish society, get the fuck out. That's as simple as it is. And for everyone under Labour for 10 years, may they go to be sent on job schemes cleaning the roads or something with themselves.
Okay, we agree. We certainly agree on some of that. I think if...
What did I say that was wrong, Adrian? What did I say that was bad?
I agree with you that if somebody isn't contributing to Irish society at all, they should be sent home. Whether they're EU citizens or not, you should not be able to come to this state and live off welfare for the rest of your days. So we're agreed on that. I have no argument with that at all.
Well, let me ask a question then. Why do you think, and I'm not going to name names again, I don't want to give them but to see, why do you think certain far-right leaning digital creators, Chloe, and that's just a straight answer is all I want, why do you think they only ever post about crimes that are committed by immigrants?
Because we're constantly being told we're not allowed to talk about this. We're constantly we're not allowed to mention race, but if it's an Irish person, everyone's quick to jump on the bandwagon. Now, that young fella that actually stabbed that woman yesterday as well is supposedly a devout Catholic.
And that's if you believe what you've seen on social media, yeah.
No, yeah, on his page where he's sharing all I am a Catholic and I follow Catholics.
Okay, and I've seen it. I've seen the screenshots of his page and whatever. Again, I'm not going to speculate on him or his motivation or anything of the sort.
This is the problem. We're not allowed to say facts anymore. The man is supposedly a practicing Catholic.
Chloe, you're not listening to what I'm trying to say. An individual has been charged in connection with that incident in Tremor. Therefore, we can no longer speculate about it because the case is sub judice. That's all. End of story. No conversation.
Can I ask a question then for you? Are you doing this as journalists or podcasters? Are you held to the same standards as written journalists?
A bit of both.
This is what people don't understand. And when we're talking about it in news and commenting, no one's telling us that you actually are still registered as journalists with some group or something.
What do you mean by some?
We're not registered as journalists with any group or anything.
You don't have to be registered as a journalist.
Or a podcaster.
You have to follow the law. The laws are subdued to say... And again, Chloe, you're an intelligent woman. You know this. You cannot talk about... So say, for instance, the incident in Skerries.
Sorry, whether I'm a journalist or not, I can't break the sub judice rule.
No, nobody can break the sub judice rule. You look at the people that ended up in court when they published the photographs, Chloe, of Boy A and Boy B in the Anacresia case. They weren't journalists. They were just people with Twitter. The law applies to everybody. We had planned to talk about that Skerries incident, Chloe. People think we didn't want to talk about it. We would have got huge listens for a podcast about the Skerries incident. We had witnesses lined up to talk about it. We had everybody lined up to talk about it. We wanted to do that topic. We couldn't because the individual had then been charged. And I'm sorry, Chloe. I'm not going to spend a whole day in court standing in front of a judge screaming at me and holding me in contempt of court and end up doing 5 days in prison because I broke the sub judice law.
That's a problem.
How is that a problem?
It's not a problem.
Sorry, Chloe, give your head a wobble. How is that a problem?
No, I'm not saying Jeremy is the problem. I'm saying the law is the problem.
No, the law actually. The reason, Jesus, I feel like I'm a school teacher. The reason the sub judice law is in place is to ensure that citizens get a fair trial. If you have constant speculation about a case of who did what and how it happened, that individual cannot get a fair trial because the dogs on the street have been talking about the case. So that's the reason behind it.
So say for argument's sake, Chloe, the Riyad Bouchaker case, the Parnell, horrific. After he was charged and appeared in court, which is, 2 years ago now, it seems like, nobody could, you could report us, but you couldn't debate it. We wanted to talk about that every day. But had we discussed that on the podcast, his legal team could rightfully so say that because of unfair media coverage, my client couldn't get
his trial is prejudiced.
Can you imagine if we had been responsible for Riyad Bouchaker getting off on those charges? Can you imagine?
Okay, I'll accept that then. But what I'm asking now is, what do you say about what happened in Carlow yesterday?
It was Tremor, but again, we can't comment on it.
Carlow was the one where the young fellas went around and beat up elderly people.
No, that was in Cavan.
That's
in Cavan.
That's what I just said, in Cavan.
You said Carlow. You said said Carlow.
Oh, sorry, I thought I said
Carlow. No, you said Carlow. It was in County Cavan.
We can't talk about that because, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, nobody's been charged with that.
So what's your opinion on that?
You know what it was? Okay, here, when I saw the video and it's on our Facebook page, first of all, I was sad because I know people that live in that town. Virginia, we used to be a quiet little cut town where there was no trouble, and all I saw was a big street brawl. I don't know what caused it, but I was horrified by it. Who wouldn't be horrified by it?
What I'm saying is, yesterday, the guys who do your stories put up the doctors and engineers about the white kids. Nothing was said about them black kids as in to do with what they may be doing.
Okay, and Chloe, you might have a point on that. We'll talk to the person who put up those posts yesterday. I'm going to take your point, okay? I'm going to run with that, and we'll accept that point. That video, by the way, of the young lads robbing the bike, that's gone off our Facebook page now.
Facebook took it down.
So that's...
And another thing, I want everyone to know, I have no problem with immigration. Once it's legally done, and once they come here and they want to be part of Irish society, they want to send their kids to their school, be friends with their kids, by all means, I love it. I love integration. It's when they don't integrate, I have a problem. It's when they lie. Like, I've seen WhatsApp groups of Ukrainians. I don't believe everything I say on WhatsApp.
Okay, but let me ask you then, Chloe. Chloe, what is your reaction to what you saw in the video from Virginia? Give me a description.
What I saw was a gang of black youths going around, attacking pensioners, brandishing knives. I didn't see an Irish child there. I didn't see a white child there. I saw none of that. I saw blacks in gangs.
Okay, and then we had a video a couple of weeks ago of a gang of teenagers in Dunleary ransacking a shop. There wasn't a black lad in sight there. What's your opinion of that?
Little scrotes. This is why I said some kids deserve a slap. Many times on the show. And it's because people are sparing the rod, they are not sparing the child. We've been told, ever since Macaulay Culkin divorced his man, that people in Ireland have been saying, well, I'm going to do this. Parents have no control over the kids anymore, because if you get them a hiding, if they do that in Dunleary, or if the black kids' man that try and kill them for doing that, them a slap, they'd be charged. No power over our kids anymore, because everyone's too PC. All this political corrective shit needs to go.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Losing the will to live here. I can't believe he put Chloe and intelligence in the same sentence, because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Like, you talk
what
about
are you
things
about?
And they, sorry?
How are you damned if you do, damned if you don't?
Because how many times do they have to explain to you that they can't talk about things? You never knew that before.
Chloe, you were all sorry, Chloe. Chloe, a couple of minutes ago. Chloe, just for a second, Angela. Chloe, a couple of minutes ago, you were questioning whether we were journalists or not, and we were implementing the sub judice rule by implication just because we're journalists. We're not. We're doing it because we're Irish citizens and we have to obey the law. That's it.
We all talk about it around our tables. I just didn't know if there was a different standard for you guys.
It's nothing to do with a standard. There is a standard in Ireland for publication. Our podcast is a publication.
That's why I didn't know, because we, the callers, are calling in discussing it. That's just what I wanted to clarify.
But you're not
You can't discuss it. You can't speculate on what happened in Skerries or what happened in Tremore, because people have been charged in connection with both those incidents. And if you do speculate, I will shut you down and I'll edit it out of our podcast, because it's breaking the law.
No problem, that is explained to me. That was the only thing I asked. The way she explained
I'm glad to hear that you'll remember that for the rest of your days. That's good. Okay, so sorry, Angela, go on.
They can't discuss it once it's been charged. And I am sick to my teeth of straight away. It's foreign nationals, oh, it's immigrants, oh, it's this. Like, straight away yesterday, let's talk about a different case.
You there, Angela? No, we've lost Angela there. Angela, your line completely dropped there. You're about to give another example. Go on.
Yeah, no, just any case out there, the second someone's attacked, the second something happens, straight away, nobody asks how anyone is. Nobody asks how their family is. How are they doing? It's straight away, oh, here we go, get them out. I'm sick to my fucking teeth of it, because there are cases out there. Don't tell me, Chloe, that you've never heard of, a gang of young white lads beating up people, going around attacking people, going around robbing places. But straight away, it's like ye are delighted when ye hear that it's foreign national. Because do you know what? That feeds your agenda. What agenda do Adrian and Jeremy have? Can you explain that to me? What agenda do they have? Because you've come on here saying that they have an agenda. They're feeding the race wars. They're feeding this. How?
Did you listen to me? Have you got hearing aids or something? I said exactly my point. Which
I don't have hearing aids. I can hear you exactly.
Sorry,
what you have
don't
said.
Don't interrupt me, Faith. You've actually slandered me. I rang and said I had lovely Muslim neighbours who actually are fucking doctors and engineers. Save two of my kids. So where you're getting racism from, I don't know. I also stated there was an Irish Catholic man involved yesterday in the stabbing. And then, I said regarding yesterday's incident that they had put up a video of young
Irish. You're not allowed to talk about it, Chloe.
Sorry, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
They told you not to talk about it.
No, they didn't. It's a different topic altogether.
Oh, good Jesus Christ.
Adrian and Jeremy, can you please clarify, did you tell me not to talk about the bikes or about what happened in Cavan yesterday?
I didn't tell you not to talk about what happened in Cavan yesterday.
Correct ourselves.
No, not Cavan. But can I just tell you, you did mention
what happened in the other place.
Can I just tell you, Chloe?
Because you're telling me I'm being racist, saying
If I get a press release from Garda Press to say that somebody has appeared in court, charged in relation with what happened in Virginia, in County Cavan last night.
I apologise for saying it again, but Angela's saying I just came on to me, which is not what I stand for at all.
I didn't say you said it.
At the time of recording this podcast, the latest news is five youths have been arrested following a major public order incident in Virginia. They haven't been charged yet. Now, this is as we record this podcast. By the time people listen to it, maybe they have been charged, but they have been arrested. Now, as soon as they are charged, we can no longer talk about that.
That's absolutely fine, Jeremy. My point was why Angela asked why I accused you and Jeremy of feeding this rage bait, because I said yesterday the young players that were robbing the bikes, you are scumbags, call them what they are. They're robbing her.
We'll talk to the person who put that post up. We've already dealt with that.
Angela, this lady rang in to
call us to task over a post on our Facebook page yesterday, and that's fine. Okay, we will deal with that. All right, I want to squeeze in before
Who's getting sacked?
Sorry.
Who's getting sacked?
It could be you.
Me?
It could be you. I might get rid of you after all this time.
You've got the power to sack me.
Oh, do I not? Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Probably doesn't surprise you to hear that I think it's very important to know the statistics behind the ethnicity of criminals and certain crimes. It helps look at statistics, it helps look at trends. Like, I'll give you a trend here now. And this is very vital. In the UK, 90% of paedophiles are white British men. But when you look at street grooming children in terms of gangs and passing them around and pimping them out, what people would call grooming gangs, 90% of it is Pakistani Muslim men. And that's a stat. You can go and look wherever you want. Google is your friend. And you can see that. So that's why it's important to know the nationality, so you can see trends and you can see statistics. That's why. Nothing to do with racism. And your man is right there. Things do get brushed under the carpet for the sake of fucking, you know, the thought of diversity and all of this fucking dream utopia that fucking the government seem to think we're going to have in this wonderful country. Doesn't work. Like you've seen where I've just talked about there, the Muslim grooming gangs. That was swept under the carpet for years for people thinking the same thing. And look where it got. Kids raped. Kids taking their own lives because they were raped by these people. Just say who it is. There should be no problem.
All right, Martin, thank you very much indeed. And John.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? I sent you stats there from Elaine Mullally and Councillor Aidan Mullins on what foreigners are doing in this country in the last 5 weeks. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you've looked it up. 5 weeks of just 5 weeks of crime, what they've committed and what they've done. Now, if you think that's okay, you fucking need a head shake. Seriously. You know, crime stats should be reported as who they are. They're coming into this country, you know, and they should be reported as, you know, foreign crimes. They should be. Of course they should be. Why shouldn't we know how many foreigners are committing crimes and how many Irish people are committing crimes? Why shouldn't we? What's the big deal? What's the problem? I tell you what the problem is. The government don't want fucking people to know about it. They want to shove it all in with the same as everybody else, of every other country. They don't want to post the stats of what foreign people are doing in this country. That's why. I'll tell you how straight, that's the reason why. And Asian, if you believe that every man that's saying the same thing is coming here and gay, well, you'd swallow a brick if that's the case. If that's the case, you'd swallow a fucking brick because they're all at the same thing. The amount of stories I've heard is fucking, and then they're bringing their kids and their missus in a few weeks later and a few months later. Here, come on, get your shit together, Adrian. Seriously. I'll leave it at that, lads. Come on. Here, fuck's sake. The 2 years of swallow a brick, actually. You as well, Jeremy. Good luck.
Thanks very much indeed, John. Ever the angry John. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate the message. Now, just before we go, we did promise you earlier on that we would give away another few Opinions Matter travel mugs. And we have a very simple question. And today you actually have to do a bit of work for it. Well, the bit of work is a Google search, because that's how I found out the answer. We were talking about an incident that happened in Virginia in County Cavan. Now, that's not what I want to talk about. What I do want to talk about is that County Cavan is a border county in that it borders Northern Ireland. There are six counties in the Republic that share a border with Northern Ireland, but one of them has a teeny weeny tiny little border with Northern Ireland. It's only a few kilometres long. What county has the shortest border with Northern Ireland? Okay, so the counties that border the north are Donegal, Leitrim, Cavan, Monaghan, and Louth. Okay, what county has the shortest border with Northern Ireland? If you think you know the answer, and all you have to do is a quick Google search, send your answer by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with your name, please. We'll put you in a draw and we'll give away a couple of Opinions Matter travel mugs. Get your answer on WhatsApp, 085-825-2626.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just 500 euros supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value, and service you can trust.